copyright, editing, and revenue verification for making YouTube Shorts from overseas videos. To translate or edit popular overseas videos and publish them as YouTube Shorts, you must verify not only the original creator's permission, but also the rights to the music, likenesses, and platform monetization. This article outlines practical procedures from sourcing material and documenting rights to restructuring, editing, and measuring performance, as well as precautions when interpreting cases claiming monthly revenue of 10 million won. First, define the channel's topic and the emotional or informational value that will resonate with Korean viewers. Distinguish between original creators and rights holders and obtain documented permission for commercial use, editing, translation, and monetization. Select candidate videos by analyzing the substance of comments and the Korean cultural context, rather than focusing only on view counts. Add original commentary, structure, and narration, and edit the captions and visuals to fit the Shorts interface. Before publishing, check rights and quality, then record retention, revenue, and production costs for each video to decide whether to scale. Introducing videos that have gained popularity overseas to Korean viewers through YouTube Shorts can reduce the time spent searching for material. However, adding subtitles, TTS, or visual effects to the original does not automatically clear copyright requirements or YouTube's reused content review. Cases in which a particular operator earned at least KRW 10 million per month while working 1-2 hours a day may represent possible individual results, but they do not prove typical expected earnings. To operate safely, verify the scope of rights, original contribution, monetization policies, and cost structure before focusing on view counts. Step 1. Define the channel's topic and selection criteria first. Decide what value the channel will provide rather than using a broad category such as popular overseas videos. For example, a channel explaining family relationships, a channel discussing animal behavior, and a channel comparing cultures and lifestyles abroad require different research and commentary, even when using the same original footage. The selection criteria may include the following. Can Korean viewers understand it without background knowledge? Is the cause of reactions such as laughter, surprise, empathy, or controversy clear? Can the rights holder of the original be contacted? Can you add a new explanation or perspective rather than just a short translation? Does it contain elements requiring additional review, such as dangerous behavior, children, medical information, or hate speech? The fact that overseas videos have a high potential view ceiling does not by itself increase the likelihood that a repost will succeed in Korea. This is because the language, cultural context, channel audience composition, and timing of publication differ. Step 2, verify the original creator and usage rights DM permission is a starting point, not complete immunity. Obtaining permission through an Instagram DM or email is safer than unauthorized use. But a short reply saying, "You may use it," cannot be assumed to resolve all rights. Whenever possible, the permission record should specify the following scope: the post URL or file name of the video to be used publishing platforms, including YouTube permitted edits, such as translation, subtitles, cropping, and narration, whether commercial use with advertising and monetization are permitted territory and duration of use method of attribution, how permission withdrawal and video removal requests will be handled. Such a permission list is sometimes called a whitelist in the industry. But the term itself does not guarantee legal rights or YouTube approval. You must also verify whether the person granting permission is the actual copyright holder. Check separate rights included in the video, even if a video was filmed by the person who posted it: background music, broadcast footage, sports coverage, characters, photographs, or third parties' faces may be subject to separate rights. Permission from the original creator to use the video does not automatically resolve music usage rights or issues involving performers' likenesses or privacy. If the rights cannot be verified, excluding the material is the safest option. Providing attribution alone or adding a statement such as "no copyright infringement intended" also does not replace permission to use the content. Step 3, select material based on reaction data and Korean context. Likes are reactions that can be given quickly, while comments can serve as a signal that viewers had a reason to express themselves. However, a high number of comments does not necessarily mean the material is positive or that it will also succeed in Korea. Evaluate candidate videos as follows. Evaluation item: what to check. Caution: comment intensity, which reactions, laughter, emotion, anger, or questions are repeated. Comments may have increased because of controversy or attacks. Context clarity: can viewers understand the people and situation from the opening shot alone? If a long explanation is required, it may not suit a short format. Relevance in Korea: does it connect with familiar experiences such as family, food, or work? Do not force cultural stereotypes onto it. Ability to secure rights: can the original poster and rights holder be identified? Avoid reposting accounts. Potential for reconstruction: can you independently add fact-checking, comparisons, or commentary? Do not stop at subtitle translation alone. You can ask generative AI, such as Gemini, for possible English search terms. But the search terms and explanations suggested by AI do not guarantee factual accuracy or rights information. The operator must conduct the final search and verify the original directly. Step 4. Create an original script and editing structure. Distinguish simple alterations from substantive reconstruction. The following changes alone are unlikely to guarantee that the result qualifies as original content. Changing the aspect ratio or horizontally flipping the footage, adding speed. Changes, filters, or border subtitles that directly translate the original text TTS that simply reads out the original situation, splicing multiple clips together without explanation by contrast, providing meaning that viewers could not obtain from the original alone. Through criticism, education, fact-checking, comparative analysis, or original storytelling makes the creative contribution clearer. Even then, whether the use is permitted under copyright law and whether it qualifies for YouTube monetization are separate determinations. Workflow for 20-30 minutes of editing: write a one-sentence topic that can be understood without watching the original. Present the situation or a question within the first 1-3 seconds, but do not exaggerate or falsely imply the outcome. Use only the necessary portions of the original and add your own commentary and supporting evidence. In an editing tool such as CapCut, check the vertical frame and areas obscured by the interface. Generate automatic subtitles, then manually correct names, numbers, foreign words, and sentence breaks. If using TTS, verify pronunciation, emotion, commercial use terms, and voice cloning rights. Play the final version to confirm that the main point is understandable, even when muted. Specific fluorescent colors or transition effects may improve readability, but they are not a formula for success. Brightness, contrast with the background, the number of characters on each screen, and subtitle display duration are more important than color codes. Use AI scripts only as drafts, specifying a format for AI, such as 3 curiosity-driven titles, can reduce script writing time. However, human review is necessary because the tool may invent relationships, nationalities, emotions, or causes of events that are not present in the original. If a provocative title does not match the actual video, it may harm both viewer trust and advertising suitability. Step 5. Check rights, policies, and quality before publishing. YouTube's reused content policy applies separately from copyright enforcement. Even with permission from the original creator, monetization may be restricted if the channel as a whole is judged not to provide sufficient meaningful commentary or original value. Conversely, receiving monetization approval does not mean that all copyright issues have been legally resolved. Before publishing, check the following. Have you recorded the original URL and the identity of the rights holder? Do you retain permission for commercial use and editing? Have the rights to music and third-party footage been cleared? Do the narration and commentary add new value to the original? Do the title and subtitles accurately describe the actual scenes? Have you reviewed sensitive elements such as faces, children, or accident footage? Have you checked the licenses for the AI voices, fonts, and music used? Is there a contact channel for receiving removal requests from rights holders? Meeting the subscriber and view requirements for the YouTube Partner Program does not guarantee automatic approval. Channels undergo a monetization policy review, and the criteria and available features may vary by country, time, and account status, so you must check the current requirements in the official help center. Step 6. Measure views and revenue separately. Shorts revenue cannot be simplified into a fixed rate multiplied by the number of views. Results may vary depending on viewers' countries, advertising demand, music usage, eligible views, revenue sharing, seasonality, and channel status. The cases presented in the operating materials include claims of confirmed receipt of $7,481 on July 22, 4 million views in the most recent 48 hours, and 9.16 million views on a single video. However, unless the original settlement statements and channel data by period have been independently verified, these figures should not be cited as universal monthly earnings or a reproducible average. Cases involving one or two students also do not indicate the success rate of all participants. Recording the following metrics for each video allows for a more accurate assessment of profitability. Metric calculation, or meaning early drop-off, a signal indicating the percentage of viewers who swiped away within the first few seconds average watch time, a retention metric that must be interpreted together with video length repeat, viewing a signal estimating how often a short video was replayed subscription conversion, the extent to which video views led to subscriptions estimated revenue per video, an actual revenue metric that should be checked separately from views production. Cost, the sum of the value of your working time, outsourcing costs, tool costs, and licensing fees, contribution margin, video revenue, minus direct production costs. Cases in which outsourced editing reduced the operator's own working time to 30 minutes per day must also include outsourcing costs, the number of revisions, and the time spent researching material and managing rights to allow for a proper comparison. An operational tool others often overlook, a rights ledger and stop criteria as the number of videos grows, tracking rights using only DM screenshots becomes difficult. It is advisable to maintain a rights ledger in a spreadsheet or database containing the following items: internal content number, original URL and initial publication date, rights holder's name and contact method, permitted platforms, territories, duration, and scope of monetization status of separate music and performer rights, location of permission evidence files, published shorts URL, history of objections or removal requests, end date of use and reverification date. Set stop criteria in advance to avoid operating an underperforming channel indefinitely. For example, after publishing a certain number of videos, review the time required to secure rights, average production cost, subscription conversion, and contribution margin per video. A channel is not suitable for expansion if it has high view counts, but rights are difficult to secure or revenue is lower than production costs. Key assessment table, common claim, accurate interpretation videos that go viral overseas have a high chance of succeeding in Korea. They provide a signal of demand. But differences in culture and channel conditions mean success is not guaranteed. It is safe as long as you receive DM permission from the original creator. You must separately verify the scope of permission, whether the person is the actual rights holder, and the rights to music and performers. Adding subtitles and TTS makes it recognized as a derivative work. Mechanical changes alone do not guarantee clearance under copyright rules or a reused content review. Monetization approval certifies legal use. YouTube's policy review and permission to use content under copyright law are separate matters. High view counts mean high revenue. Multiple variables are involved, including audience composition, advertising demand, music, and revenue sharing. No review is needed if AI creates the script. A person must check for fabrication, mistranslation, exaggeration, and potential rights infringement. The sustainability of operating overseas shorts depends more on securing rights and providing original value than on editing speed. The safest approach is to first produce content directly on a small scale and measure the entire process, then increase outsourcing and publishing volume only after confirming repeatable criteria.